CNN, few, if any, Afghans awaiting arrival to U.S. have vaccine records. By John Binder on September 26, 2021. Only a few, if any, Afghans awaiting entry to the United States, as part of President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation, have their vaccination records, CNN reported. About 10,000 Afghans remain temporarily living at the U.S. Air Force Base in Ramstein, Germany, all with the hopes of getting approved for permanent resettlement across the U.S. Among those at the base are about 2,000 pregnant Afghan women, while 22 babies have already been delivered by Afghan women at the base. According to CNN, few, if any, at the Ramstein Air Base have vaccination records, even as the Biden administration cracks down on American citizens, requiring that all U.S. businesses with 100 or more employees have a fully vaccinated workforce. CNN reported. Ramstein has been vaccinating Afghans against measles, mumps, rubella, MMR, and chickenpox, and a preponderance are vaccinated now. In addition, a sample test of disease immunity found that 95% of Afghans at Ramstein had long-term immunity to MMR, one source said, indicating that they had likely either received the vaccine already or had the disease as children. Emphasis added. Few, if any, Afghans have much more than a set of clothing, let alone a copy of their vaccination records. Emphasis added. The extended stay at Ramstein has compelled officials to offer education on hygiene, including the use of bathroom facilities and washing hands. Emphasis added. Last week, CDC officials confirmed some Afghans arriving in the U.S. are carrying measles, varicella, mumps, tuberculosis, malaria, leishmaniasis, hepatitis A, and the Chinese coronavirus, and warned that federal agencies must begin mass vaccinations of Afghans being temporarily housed at 8 U.S. military bases to prevent viral outbreaks. The CDC data has prompted that agency to require Afghans receive a measles vaccine, but there continues to be no such requirement that Afghans take one of three available coronavirus vaccines. As Breitbart News chronicled, the Biden administration is planning to permanently resettle Afghans in 46 states across the nation, including Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Biden said he hopes to resettle about 95,000 Afghans across the U.S. over the next 12 months. In a 21-day period from August to September, Biden brought more than 48,000 Afghans to the U.S. for resettlement, a population more than four times that of Jackson, Wyoming. The resettlement operation is being bankrolled by not only American taxpayer money funneled through a number of refugee contractors but also multinational corporations and non-governmental organizations, NGO, backed by former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.